The Columbus Clippers are on the air.
Well, here's a ground ball toward the middle. That's going to be stopped by Clement. Backhand flip to the shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifted in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today for Clippers and Storm Chasers Game 5. The Clippers even the series yesterday at two games apiece. It was a game where the Clippers again scored early. Will Brennan had his second AAA home run in the first inning, and the Clippers would continue to score throughout the course of the evening en route to an 8-3 victory against Omaha. The Clippers back to 10 games over 500. They are 40-30 on the year, a game and a half behind IL West Division leading Nashville. The Sounds are 41-28 on the season. Memphis also 40-30, tied with the Clippers a game and a half back. The Omaha Storm Chasers come into play tonight, now two games under 500, 33 wins, 35 losses. They're 7.5 games out of first place in eighth place in the IL West. Both clubs going with a bullpen day today. Nick Enright, the right-hander, gets the ball for the Clippers. Ronald Bolaños will go for the Storm Chasers. It's also the return of Gabriel Arias, back off the injured list, back in there at shortstop today for the Clippers. And hopefully he will turn his season into something special. We'll find out. The starting lineups and first pitch coming your way right after these words.
Hey, Columbus fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
All right, there is our national anthem tonight. Beautifully sung. It's time for the starting lineups brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's every piece is important. The Clippers bat first today as the visitors, and it'll be Will Brennan leading things off for Columbus. Brennan will be in center field for Game 5 of this series. He'll be followed by the second baseman, Tyler Freeman, then Nolan Jones up to third in the batting order today will be in right field. Gabriel Arias is the shortstop doing the cleaning up, followed by Alex Call, the left fielder, then Bo Naylor at DH bat sixth, Bobby Bradley seventh at first. David Fry will don the tools of ignorance for the first time this year during the game. He'll be the catcher batting eighth, and Jose Fermin at the bottom of the order will play third base. For Omaha, it's Nate Eaton at the top of the order in center field, followed by Nick Prado, the designated hitter. Brewer Hicklin will bat third and play right, and Vinny Pasquantino does the cleaning up at first base. Michael Massey, beside him at second, will bat fifth. Freddie Fermin, the catcher, sixth. Bottom third of the order for Scott Thorman's nine today. Gabriel Kinsell gets his first start in left field. Jimmy Govern at third base, and Angelo Castellano at short round out the batting order. Nick Enright will start for the Clippers. Ronald Bolaños for the Storm Chasers. And again, both teams are going with a bullpen day. Bolaños was a starter early in the season and has been a starter in his career. Enright will be making his first pro start. It's a beautiful day today in Omaha. Game time conditions brought to you by the Ohio Lottery. Fans be at Huntington Park for our next Fantastic Friday on July 15th against Indianapolis. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. 83 degrees, winds at 17 miles per hour, gusting way up over 20, blowing across the field from left to right, opposite from what we've seen the last couple of days. And the first pitch of the ball game from Bolaños is downstairs for ball one. We are underway at 8:06. Bolaños, the right-hander, into the motion, kicks and fires, and this ball hits softly on the first base side. Scooped up by Pasquantino, he'll take it to the bag, and Will Brennan is put away. One up and one down. Road gray uniforms for the Clippers, navy numbers, letters, and caps. And for the Omaha Storm Chasers, the home white pants, but then the black jerseys with the baby blue lightning bolts. And the O-Bolt logo right smack in the middle of the chest. Baby blue caps, black brim, black O-Bolt on the crown. Anthony Schlosser loves these jerseys. Stats guru for the Columbus Clippers. 1-0 pitch. And that's a called strike to Tyler Freeman. Evens the count. Anthony Schlosser loves baseball as much as anybody you are going to come across, and often will watch the games from home. Here's a swing and a ball hit to center field. Down for a base knock. And Tyler Freeman wastes no time extending his hitting and on-base streak. Freeman now has hits in 8 in a row, and he's reached in 17 straight ball games. Here comes Nolan Jones. Ronald Bolaños checking the inside of his ball cap. I assume there is a game plan card in there as he goes to work on the Clippers left-hander Jones, who takes a strike at the knees 0-1. Nolan batting 288. No homers yet this year. 5 doubles, 11 batted in. The pitch. And that's a bouncer in front of home plate. Freddie Fermin stopped it. And that keeps Freeman at second base. The Clippers have scored in the first inning in 3 of the 4 games in this series. Jones awaits the 1-1 pitch. Here it comes. And he swings and misses at a changeup, 1-2. That one fell right off the table. Pull shift against Jones. There are two defenders on each side of the infield. But the shortstop, Castellano, pretty much right behind the second base bag. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and he moved his feet coming inside with a fastball, 2-2. Shown bright red batting gloves. Came into last season as the Guardians' top prospect. Swings here and misses, strike three. So two outs and a man at first for Gabriel Arias. Arias back for the first time in a long time. Broke his hand and had to go on the injured list. Not long ago, they sent him out on a rehab assignment to the Arizona League Guardians. Played in five games, had 13 at-bats. Pitch to him is a breaking ball, over but low for ball one. Arias hit very well in spring training again, made it difficult on the Guardians to send him to the minor leagues to start the season. His season so far has not been great. There's a throw to first base, and Freeman is back with a dive. Arias, before the hand injury, was batting just 197. Three homers, four doubles, 11 runs batted in. Still spectacular defensively at shortstop. Here comes the 1-0, another breaking ball. This one falls in for a strike. Arias last year, in his first year at AAA, 21 years of age. And I wouldn't say he dominated, but he more than held his own. Put together a very good offensive campaign and can make all the plays at shortstop. Looked very good at third base and limited opportunities there as well. 1-1 pitch, and that's off speed downstairs, 2-1. Where does Arias fit into the future? Let's assume that he gets back on track. Well, that becomes a question. 2-1 pitch coming. Finally got a fastball, slow roller on the third base side. Govern comes to get it and cannot field it cleanly. Even if he had no chance to throw out Arias. That's an infield single. So it looked like a scorching line drive in the box score, and Arias will take it. Brings up Alex Call with runners at first and second base. It is 90s night here at Werner Park. If you have not been able to tell from the music playing in the background in between plate appearances, I think that was the theme from Titanic. I still to this day have not seen Titanic. Alex Call takes low and away for a one ball, no strike count, so I'm the one. When people ask, who hasn't seen Titanic? That'd be me. I do love me some Leo, but not in that. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball just off the outside corner. 2-0 to Alex Call. Call reached base four times yesterday and has an IL best 407 on-base percentage. Leads the league. The Clippers have three on the on-base percentage leaderboard. 2-0 pitch. And that is at the top of the zone for a called strike. Call didn't care much for that, but Bolaños is into the count now. Call is first. Will Benson is third with a .392 on-base percentage. And Mitch Tolman is sixth overall at .387. 2-1 to Call. He swings and hits it foul down the right field line. Out of play. That'll even the count at 2-2. Now, of course, that is only among qualifiers, those with enough plate appearances to qualify for the leaderboard. Will Brennan, for example, has a .420 earned, or excuse me, on-base percentage, but not enough plate appearances to qualify. Two on, two outs, two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. It is a fastball low, 3-2. 93 miles per hour on the radar gun. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun. when you are at Huntington Park. It's going to be a while before your next opportunity, Independence Day. The Clippers return home to take on the Nashville Sounds. There go the runners. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. And it's hit down the right field line again. The wind is going to push it well foul. It might have had home run distance, but we'll never know. Last couple of days, the wind was blowing in the traditional way here at Werner Park out to left field. Today, it has reversed itself and is blowing out toward the right field corner. So anything to right field is going to get a little bit of a boost, but it's also going to be pushed toward the line. Freeman at second runs well. Arias at first. The trail runner has a big lead because they're not holding him on. They're off on the pitch, and it is a check swing, strike three. Call couldn't hold up. A fastball up out of the zone will end the inning. Two strikeouts for Bolaños. Two hits for the Clippers. Both of those are left aboard. We've played a half. No score in Omaha.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
They need to lead things off. Nick Enright will get the start for the first time in his pro career. Enright has made 71 appearances, including today, and the first 70 all came out of the bullpen. Both teams are going to have a lot of pitching changes today. Tanner Tully was the scheduled starter for Columbus, but his contract was purchased by the Cleveland Guardians today. And so he is off to the major leagues. The Guardians are going to have a lot of innings to cover over the next 2.5 weeks. They've got three doubleheaders coming up in the next 17 days. Only one off day over that time. First pitch is low for ball one. Right-hander goes to work and misses outside. 2-0 to Nate Eaton. Eaton still shy of 100 plate appearances here at the AAA level, but he has performed quite well for the Storm Chasers. 310 batting average, 5 homers. And he has driven in 15. He also has a pair of triples and 5 doubles to go with it, so his slugging percentage is a very robust 586. Fouled away the 2-0 pitch. Now the 2-1 delivery is a fastball high and away. 3-1. Enright making his third appearance for the Clippers, has not allowed a run. 3 innings, 2 hits. And he has just walked his first batter as the 3-1 pitch comes inside for ball four. That's 1 walk against 4 strikeouts for Enright.
Now batting, Nick Cronin.
Enright had okay numbers in AA, was not dominant for the Rubber Ducks. 19 games. He has the ability to give you multiple innings because he threw 28 and two-thirds innings. First pitch to Nick Prado. That's a strike over the outside corner, 0-1. He allowed 10 earned runs, 12 total on 19 hits. Next pitch, that's in the dirt, and it gets away from Fry. He cannot find it, and so the runner moves on to second base on the wild pitch. As it turned out, the ball hit off of Fry and then came to rest in the right-handed batter's box, but he turned to his right. The ball was to his left, so by the time he made a complete revolution, Eaton was able to get on to second base. David Fry has been a catcher in his professional career in the past, but this is his first time behind home plate this year. Next pitch. Just a whisker wide. 2-0 to Prado. Fry has had plenty of time with catching gear on for the Clippers this year, though. As Enright misses again outside. 3-0. He is battling with his command right now. Fry has, I don't know about daily, but pretty close to daily, caught bullpens for the Clippers. 3-1 pitch. Hit high in the air to right, to over toward the line, and now it's going to get out of play. That wind just grabbed it and threw it out of play down the right field line. So it's 3-2 to Prado. So Fry is not a stranger to the catching position. Last year caught 5 games as a member of the Nashville Sounds. Next pitch, that's right down Main Street. Prado shakes his head, knowing he was fooled on the pitch. That is not what he was looking for. So a big strikeout for Nick Enright, a runner at second base. Brewer Hicklin to the plate. Righty-righty matchup. Here comes the pitch. Enright's curveball is in for a called strike. The pitch. Breaking ball again. Check swing. Did he go? They'll ask the first base umpire, and he says no. So it's 1-1. Ben Phillips calling the balls and strikes today. Edwin Jimenez at first base just ruled on the appeal. And the third base umpire is the crew chief, Brian Walsh. Enright looks to second base, now turns and fires, and the pitch is fouled away, 1-2. Delay here now as the ball boy was sleeping on the job. The foul ball just sat right outside the Clippers' dugout. Finally, the home plate umpire went to get it. Now the 1-2. Came with a changeup, and it is low. 2-2. Not as big a crowd tonight as we had yesterday for Friday night fireworks. Here's a spin around by Enright, looking the runner back to second base. No throw. Certainly last night's crowd was more vocal. This is a pretty sedate group right now. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts for Enright. That'll bring up Vinny Pasquantino. Pasquantino, .279 batting average, 18 homers, 16 doubles, a pair of triples, and more runs batted in than anybody in baseball this year. First pitch to him is a strike, 0-1. Left-handed power bat, first year in AAA, has made his mark, and here he swings and pops one up Back of second base, Arias on the right side of the bag will make the catch for out number three. Leadoff walk does not come back to harm Nick Enright. We have played a scoreless inning here at Warner Park. We'll be back after this for the second.
We finally figured out the secret to Doug Gottlieb's success.
Woo!
We know why his pauses last an average of 4 seconds.
It's phenomenal.
It took us a while, but we've got it.
Because when you say too much, you say dumb things.
I'm speechless. Now I know how Doug's pauses feel.
Go, go, get it!
If you want more secrets, listen to the Doug Gottlieb Show. 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bo Naylor is the designated hitter for the Clippers tonight. Gets the day off from the catching duties, but staying in the batting order. Naylor had a nice game yesterday. His first RBI at the AAA level came on a sacrifice fly, and later on he would get his first AAA hit. First series in a Clippers uniform. First pitch to him here is a fastball high 1-0. 2018 first-round pick of the Guardians. Bo Naylor joined the organization before his brother Josh Naylor did, being acquired via San Diego for Mike Clevenger, among others. Here's a ground ball to second base, sharply hit, but Michael Massey is there to grab it and throw on to first for the 4-3 put away. One up and one down for Bobby Bradley. Bradley yesterday crushed an opposite field home run, his third of the series. And fifth of the season. His June has been much better than was his May. Swings and spanks the first one foul down the right field line. Oh boy. It's a good thing that the ball went into an empty row of seats, because I don't think anybody in the stands was equipped to catch a ball hit that hard. It got into the stands that quickly. Plays like that are a reminder to me, and they do not have the netting extended all the way to the foul poles here. Bradley checks his swing, but not in time at the next pitch. Breaking ball downstairs, 0-2. It was not that long ago that the nets at ballparks really only extended to the insides of dugouts. Now, for the vast majority of that time, here comes the 0-2 to Bradley, and it's up and in, almost hit him. There were, thankfully, a low number of incidents where fans were seriously injured, but there were enough that it caused health and safety issues, and teams started extending the netting. A lot of places, they're extended all the way down to the foul lines now. Not so here at Warner Park. They go to the ends of the dugouts. And that ball right there is a reminder of why that extension was done. Next pitch in the dirt, 2-2. By and large, if you're paying attention to the ball game, which you should be doing at a ballpark, you can avoid most, but something like that, it's all a matter of luck. Bradley looks at a fastball on 2-2 down. It's 3-2 now. Second inning for Bolaños. And again, he was a starter for several trips through the rotation earlier in the season. In April, he made three starts, four innings, four and two-thirds, and four and two-thirds. Bradley swings and fouls away the next pitch, still three and two. After a recall to the major leagues, where he made eight bullpen appearances, he was returned here to AAA and made five appearances out of the Storm Chasers' pen. So no longer, I guess, stretched out to go deep into a ballgame. Here comes the payoff again, and it is high and tight for ball four. Bradley down in the count 0-2, continued to battle and earns himself a one-out walk. Here is the Clippers catcher, David Fry. You heard that right, the Clippers catcher for the first time this year. Fry, in his professional career, has caught 122 games. That's actually more games than any other position he has played defensively, by a fair piece. Swings here and bashes the ball to the gap in the left center field. That's going to roll all the way to the wall. Bobby Bradley racing to third. He'll be waved around by Andy Tracy. He will beat the relay easily. And that's the first run of the ball game. David Fry, the catcher, with an RBI double back on the horse for David Fry. That's now, I believe, 21 RBIs over his last 22 games. Or is it 22 and 23 games? Leading the International League over that time. 14th double of the year, now 45 batted in. Clippers 1, and Storm Chasers nothing here in the top of the second inning. Here's Jose Fermin. The pitch. Fastball in the dirt, smothered by Freddie Fermin, the catcher. Fermin playing in his 53rd game of the year, with Gabriel Arias returning to Columbus. That is going to cut into the playing time for some players, and you would think Fermin might be one of them. He's already been seeing sporadic time over the past few weeks. 1-0 pitch to him. Breaking ball, strike on the outside corner. Fermin just 1-for-2 in this series. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And that's a called strike on a generous inside corner. Make it 1-2. He has one home run and six RBIs in seven games at Warner Park against Omaha. Runner in scoring position, infield back. The pitch is served foul down the right field line. 1-2. Slightly open stance for Fermin. Bolaños has his sign, takes a peek to second base, turns and throws that way, and Fry is back with a head first dive. Good timing on that pickoff attempt. Massey, the second baseman, snuck in behind Fry, took the throw perfectly and laid the tag down. It just was not in time. Bolaños ahead in the count, trying to put down Jose Fermin. He sets, he deals. And a high fly ball to right field is going to travel. Hicklin back to the warning track, makes the catch on the track for out number two. Fry, I'm a bit surprised, didn't go back and tag as deeply as that ball was hit. His thinking must have been, hey, if that ball continues to travel and gets over the head of Hicklin, I want to be able to score here. Yeah. So back to the top of the order for Will Brennan. Brennan grounded to first, his first time up. Brennan had two RBI hits yesterday. His first time up, he drove himself home with a solo home run and then had a late RBI single. Brennan has driven in 22 runs already in a Clippers uniform, and he's been just about as good as anybody this year in driving in runs. Between AA and AAA, 61 games, 61 RBIs. Chance to bring a man home here. He takes downstairs on the first pitch. Two down, a run in for the Clippers. Bobby Bradley worked a walk and then scored from first on a David Fry gap double. Brennan waits. Here comes the pitch, and he takes it right down Main Street for a called strike. Whoever wins today has guaranteed themselves at least a split in this series. The 1-1. Inside. The Clippers, of course, need to win this series to even the season matchup against Omaha. The Storm Chasers beat him 4 out of 6 when the Clippers came here in May. 2-1 pitch. That bounces in, gets away all the way to the backstop, and Fry moves up 90 feet. 3-1 on the wild one. Brennan ahead in the count. Got another delay as for the second time. Some sort of... That's a frisbee. An orange frisbee. It must be a giveaway tonight. Got out onto the field and left. I will never understand that as long as I live. Time called just before the pitch. Brennan called time and it was granted. No, wait, it's not time. It is a pitch clock violation. So that's ball four. Home plate umpire called time, pointed at Brennan. So I thought he was saying time was called, but what he was saying was, you go over there. And he pointed to first base. So a pitch clock violation makes it a walk. Well, I tell you what. Time is called now, and the pitching coach, Dane Johnson, will go out to have a word with Bolaños. This sounds like you're taking something away from Tyler Freeman, and I don't mean it that way at all. But if you've got Will Brennan at the plate with a runner in scoring position and you're behind him in the count 3-1 and you got to throw him a strike, is that automatic ball four the worst-case scenario? Probably not. So just chronicled, Brennan, 61 RBIs on the season. Fourth most in all of minor league baseball. But Tyler Freeman is pretty hot at the plate right now, as hot as he has been in a Clippers uniform. And he already has a hit tonight, extending his hitting streak to 7 games. Excuse me, 8 games hitting streak. He had a 7-gamer coming in. And his on-base streak is now 17 games. Freeman is 24 for his last 69. He's had 6 multi-hit games in his last 10. He's got all night long to try and make it 7 of 11. Singled in the first inning, batting here in the second, and he takes outside for ball one. Yeah. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball, fouled out of play. But back to the giveaway, it boggles my mind that baseball teams would give away a throwable object that is completely uncontrollable. Not many people know how to throw and control a frisbee. And even if you do, with wind gusts of over 20 miles per hour, you can't control it no matter what. 1-1 pitch, and it's a Bounder on the right side, a great in-between hop grab by Massey. The second baseman will throw to first and retire his counterpart Freeman for out number three. The Clippers get a run on a hit. They strand a pair, and they lead it 1-0 after an inning and a half.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Pause that. Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Bottom two, and it is a 1-0 Clippers lead. You could argue that the Clippers should be ahead 2-0. Go back to that deep fly out to right center field. There's a line drive bullet right to Bobby Bradley. Michael Massey hit it as hard as you can on the first pitch offered by Nick Enright, but right at the Clippers first baseman who snagged it for out number one. You could make the case that if Fry tags on that deep fly ball, he then scores on the wild pitch. Now, would there be a wild pitch? It's the butterfly effect. We'll never know. First pitch here is a called strike at the knees to the six hitter Freddie Fermin. Enright delivers, and a pop up down the right field line is out of play for an 0-2 count. Beautiful night here in Omaha, Nebraska, more specifically Papillion. South of Greater Omaha. Fermin waits. Here comes the pitch. It's off the outside corner. After tomorrow's game, the Clippers head east to Des Moines, Iowa. Right along I-80 for a couple of hours. 2-2 pitch is off the outside corner. Make it 3 balls and 2 strikes. Enright kicks and fires and gets a swing and a miss. Just muscled up the fastball and put it by Freeman. That's his third strike out of the ball game. Clippers will play at Principal Park for the second time this year. Neither the Storm Chasers nor the Iowa Cubs have come to Columbus yet this season. They'll both come later on. Clippers making 2 trips to both locales. Here's a first pitch breaking ball called a strike to Gabriel Kinsell. Kinsell making his first appearance in this series, and the Clippers are glad of it. Not that he's in the lineup, but it's his first appearance of the series. Kinsell, in 5 games, hit .600 against the Clippers with a .1341 OPS during this first series. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball just missed the outside corner, 1-2. Kinsell was with the Kansas City Royals on their West Coast road trip on the taxi squad. That's why he missed the first few games. 1-2 pitch. Oh, it was frozen by a fastball. Couldn't pull the string. And that is 4 strikeouts for Enright through 2 innings. Beautifully done by the Clippers right-hander. We've played 2, and the Clippers lead 1-0.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
Is there a doctor here?
Listen.
Kyrie Irving in the news. You guys remember what Sean Marks said at the end of the season? A blind man could have seen this one coming. The question is, which team, where would he go? And the rumored two teams are the Lakers and the Knicks. What does that signify to me? When you're a guy that has a checkered past, when you're a guy that no one's sure if he wants to play, when you're a guy that's considered selfish in a selfless time, when you're a guy that has struggled to be available, you have to find somebody, you have to find a team that is desperate. Not everybody would take Kyrie, and he's an incredible talent. So, by my estimation, the reason that the Nets, the Knicks, and the Lakers are the two options presented are they're both teams that reek in desperation.
The Doug Gottlieb Show. Weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio.
Top three, the Columbus Clippers up by a 1-0 score. New pitcher on for the Storm Chasers. As the churn will begin, Andres Nunez takes over on the hill. Both clubs going bullpen day today. Clippers have bullpen activity as well. Kevin Kelly warming up. Set by Nunez. Now the pitch and the first offering to Nolan Jones is outside for ball one. Jones, a strikeout victim back in the first inning. Two innings for Ronald Bolaños. He allowed a run, three hits, two walks, two strikeouts. 1-0 pitch. High bounder out towards second base. In between hop, and this time Massey cannot field it cleanly. Tough, tough bounce. See what they score it. They're going to give a base hit on that. And I think that's a reasonable call. When you see a ball that is playable by an infielder and the bounce eats him up, sometimes they'll get an error. But that one, I think that's the right call. And that was a ball that had so much topspin, it was going to be hard for Massey or anybody to gauge how the baseball was going to react on the second bounce. There's Gabriel Arias, takes a called strike. Arias with an infield single, his first time up. You know, teams are trying to prepare their defenders for just that situation in new and interesting ways. A one pitch is a ground ball out toward Massey. That's going to be, well, it should have been a double play, but Massey couldn't get it out of his glove. It was a soft line drive that hit the dirt, bounced way up, and because it was a line drive, runner at first, Nolan Jones, didn't break right away. That enabled him to get an out because Massey fielded the baseball and then couldn't pull it out of his glove. So it's a fielder's choice, 4-6. Runner at first, one out for Alex Call. Teams are creating defensive situations in pregame work where they are using essentially pitching machines, but tuned to create tremendous amounts of topspin. They'll feed a baseball through it, get it onto the infield grass or infield dirt or both, and simulate batted balls with a lot of topspin that is really difficult to do with a fungo bat. but with the use of machines that forever have been, you know, throwing baseballs to people so that they could hit them, now they're throwing baseballs at people so they can feel them with different degrees of spin, overspin, backspin, English to the right and left. 2-1 pitch, and it's hit hard but foul on the third base side by Alex Call, 2-2. Call, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Just another way that technology has advanced. Call waits, here comes the 2-1. And it's a slider low and away from Nunez. 3-2. They're also using those pitching machines to help train catchers. Throwing the balls in the dirt, different types of pitches, curve balls in the dirt. Oh, they got the runner picked off here. Arias heading now back to first base, being run there. The throw and tag, and Arias is out. That'll officially go as a caught stealing. Two down, bases empty. Alex Call facing a full count. Vinny Pasquantino ultimately put the tag on him. 1-3-6-3 on the putout if you're scoring at home. Payoff, and it's inside and hit him. Somewhere on the arm wrist area, Alex Call takes first base. Would have been ball four regardless. But officially it goes as a hit by pitch, so Bo Naylor will come to the plate with a man on and two outs. First pitch swing, and he grounds it through the right side of the infield. That'll be a base knock. Call will hold at second base. He had to kind of hesitate because the ball was in front of him, had to let it get past, and so no chance for him to go first to third. So Naylor with his first hit of the day. He is 1-for-2, and it brings up Bobby Bradley. Bradley drew a walk in the first inning and scored the lone run in the ballgame. 1-0 Columbus, a run on 5 hits for the Clippers, no errors. Omaha, no runs, no hits, and no errors. Bradley swinging a good bat in this series. Swings at a first pitch breaking ball and comes up empty 0-1. Three for 10 for Bradley. All three hits, home runs. Next pitch. That breaking ball is taken for a called strike. Bradley has not seen many fastballs today. He waits. Here comes the 0-2. And it's swung on and missed. Went right back to the off-speed. Bradley goes down swinging. The Clippers go down scoreless in spite of three men reaching base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Clippers leading 1-0.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI, Columbus.
Jimmy Govern to lead things off for the Omaha Storm Chasers here in the bottom half of the third inning. And the Clippers go to the bullpen for the first time tonight. Two very good innings from Kevin Kelly. Walked the first man he faced and threw a wild pitch, allowing that man to get to second base, but that was it. The next three all went down in order, four of them via strikeout. So Kevin Kelly takes over on the hill. Kelly making his seventh appearance for the Clippers. Sidewinding right-hander fires, and it's a strike at the knees. One win, no losses. A 7.36 earned run average. Kelly has allowed three runs on seven hits in 3 2/3 innings, along with five walks. So he is allowing a lot of base runners. One pitch. That's a called strike. Kelly was very good for the Akron Rubber Ducks before being promoted to AAA, 16 games. The ground ball, third base side, it's just foul. Fermin got to it, made a great throw across the diamond just to show off the arm a little bit. But it's all for naught. 1-2 count against Govern. In his 16 games, he pitched 24 and a third inning, so he can give you multiple innings of relief. Allowed only three earned runs over that time, striking out 32 batters. Did not allow an earned run in his first six appearances of the season. He delivers and gets a tapper right back to the mound. Kelly's got it, throws to first in time for out number one. Kevin Kelly, 6'2", 200-pounder out of Springfield, Virginia. 19th round pick in 2019. Goes to work against a righty batter, Angelo Castellano. First pitch inside. Castellano entered the game yesterday as a replacement when Ivan Castillo was injured. Castillo diving for a ball at shortstop. Laid out, fielded the ball, and never got up. Well, not never, otherwise he'd still be out there. Next pitch, breaking ball on 1-1 is outside 2-1, but he did not pop up to try and make a throw, just laid there on the infield dirt till the trainer got out. 2-1 pitch, swung on and fouled away, 2-2. So Castillo, when you leave a game like that, it's usually more than a couple of days. He was not placed on the injured list, at least not yet. 2-2 pitch from Kelly, just off the outside corner to the nine-hitter Castellano. Castellano batting 230 on the year. He's got a home run and 10 batted in. Payoff pitch to him. He swings and fouls it back. If you're listening to tonight's game in your automobile, the Ohio Department of Public Safety would like to remind you to buckle your safety belt. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Again, the payoff. Hit on the ground to third base. Once more, it's Fermin. Once more, it's foul. And once more, he makes the play to its completion. Just outside the line. Castellano just now into the right-handed batter's box. He's ready. Here comes the payoff pitch again, and this time a fastball swung on and missed. First strikeout of the ball game for Kelly, fifth for Clippers pitching. Back to the top of the order for Nate Eaton. Eaton is the Storm Chasers' lone base runner today. He walked to start the ball game offensively and then went to second on a wild pitch, but we get no further. Lights on here at Werner Park. Breaking ball comes in for a called strike over the outside corner. 0-1. Mostly sunny skies, although there are some clouds rolling in. Kelly's 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball way outside, 1-1. This afternoon, it was all clouds. And a few rain showers sprinkled in the late morning to early afternoon hours. About 2 o'clock, though, the skies cleared, and it became a beautiful day. Very windy. 1-1 pitch. That's outside. 2-1. Next offering, fastball, misses low and away. So Kelly, with the righty-righty matchup here, is not inducing many swings and misses. Was able to get Castellano. 3-1 pitch here is a fastball for a called strike over the inner half at the knees. Well placed. Kelly working quickly, deals. Enters a ground ball right side with the overshift. What 15 years ago was as routine an out as you could get. A ground ball right to the second baseman instead is a single. That'll extend the inning for Nick Prado. Eaton remains the lone Omaha Storm Chaser to reach so far here in the first three innings. Traditionalists will point to a play like that and say, that's why you shouldn't shift. That's where the second baseman's supposed to be. You should be out of the inning. Well, the numbers do not lie. Shifting takes away a lot more hits than it gives you. First pitch to Prado, the left-handed batter, is a called strike. He was caught looking in the first inning. That was back when Nick Enright was in the game. Enright, 2 scoreless frames. Clippers lead 1-0. Next pitch, breaking ball outside. Kelly from the high set, peeks over his shoulder to first, now delivers, and that one's a bit up out of the zone. 2-1. Kelly at 22 pitches here in this inning. The next is cued on the third base side, going to be tough for Fermin, and he does not field it cleanly. Again, a situation where Jose had one shot. Really, the shot was to barehand it and throw essentially in one motion. And he put the glove and the bare hand down at once, just trying to field it. And there was so much English on that baseball, it just rolled right back out of his grip. So that should go as an infield single, and it does. Back-to-back base hits here, and Kelly will face Brewer Hicklin. Before that, though, the catcher, David Fry, heads out to the mound to have a word, and Rigo Beltran is going to join him. And Rigo is making the slowest walk I've ever seen him make. There is some activity for the Clippers in the bullpen right now. A left-hander throwing. That is Tim Herron. And now the home plate umpire is going to get out there and break up this conference. The clock for the conference has expired. I think people aren't paying a whole lot of attention to that clock the way they are when there are pitches being tracked. All right, the meeting is over. And now Brewer Hicklin will dig into the right-handed batter's box. First pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed, and Hicklin was trying to hit a three-run home run right into the teeth of the wind. And that wind is blowing as hard right now as it has all day long. It is screaming out toward the right field corner. 0-1 pitch, fastball fouled that way down toward the right field corner, out of play. That's quickly 0-2. I told you when he came in that Kevin Kelly, his time here in a Clippers uniform, is allowing a lot of base runners per inning. He's given up two base runners here after getting the first two out. And nobody will care if he can retire Hicklin here and keep a zero on the run column. The pitch. Over but low. 1-2. Kelly goes to work, and a fastball misses outside. Long pause, peek to second, another look to second. Now the pitch, and a swing and a miss came with a breaking ball. And Kevin Kelly does the job, stranding two base runners, striking out Brewer Hicklin. He gets two Ks here in the third inning, and the Clippers keep their 1-0 lead as we go to the fourth.
Hey, Columbus fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching a kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth inning, David Fry to lead things off. Fry drove in the lone run of the ball game back in the second inning, leading Bobby Bradley with a first pitch double to the left center field gap. Andres Nunez back for a second inning of work. Nunez allowed two hits and hit a man in the third inning, but ultimately no run scored. First pitch, breaking ball. That's a strike on the inside corner. 0-1. International League scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Next pitch to Fry is inside, 1-1. Nunez ready. He fires. And a swing and a foul ball. Makes it a ball and two strikes. Full slate of action around the International League today. Some early action on this Saturday. Top of the ninth inning at Buffalo. It's St. Paul 7 and the Bisons 3. Saints trying to win that game at Salem Field. Next pitch on 1-2. Just missed the inside corner. Tough take there for David Fry. It evens the count at 2-2. Lehigh Valley at home leading Norfolk 9-1, top of the eighth inning. 2-2 pitch. That ball's hit to left center field as well. Will it hang up long enough? Yes, just long enough for Nate Eaton to get over into the gap and make the catch in a dead sprint for out number one. Top of the eighth inning in Toledo. Kerry Carpenter with a great AAA debut, promoted from AA where he was hitting like a madman. 22 home runs for the Seawolves, and he has one today for the Mud Hens. And the Hens lead 8-2 against Scranton Wilkes-Barre at Fifth Third Field in the top of the eighth inning. Also top eight at Rochester. Red Wings leading Syracuse 4-3. First pitch to Jose Fermin. Swung on and missed for strike one. At Louisville Slugger Field, the Bats lead the I-Cubs 2-1, bottom of the eighth inning. Also bottom eight at Indianapolis. Nothing settled, five apiece between the Indians and the Memphis Redbirds. 0-1 pitch hit hard but foul on the third base side, 0-2. Nashville leading at home against Gwinnett. They're in the fifth inning, 2-1 score. And a couple of finals. Jacksonville with a 1-0 win against the Durham Bulls at 1-1 Financial Park. Charlotte pounds Worcester today 12-2 in Massachusetts. One-two pitch. That's a called third strike on the inside corner. Nunez came on the inside black with a 93-mile-per-hour fastball, and Fermin could not pull the trigger. Two down, back to the top of the order for Will Brennan. Brennan is 0-for-1. He grounded to first base in the first inning, drew a walk in the second, but did not score. First pitch to him is over but low. The walk to Brennan came on a pitch clock violation on a 3-1 offering. Nunez from the first base side of the pitcher's plate delivers, and that fastball's a called strike on the inside corner. .340 batting average for Brennan. Here comes the 1-1. And he swings and torches it to left field. And his hot hitting ways continue. Line drive, base hit. Gabriel Kinsell comes to get it. That'll keep Brennan to a single. And it brings up Tyler Freeman. Freeman 1-for-2 today. Has extended his hitting streak to 8 games. Singled in the first, grounded out on a very tough in-between hop in the second inning. Michael Massey made a very good play on it. That kept the Clippers from doing more damage. They had runners on the corners in that situation. First pitch, a strike. Nunez throws to first, and Brennan is back with a head-first dive. Freeman waits and waits. Now the pitch. Hit hard but foul on the third base side. Again with Gabriel Arias back in the fold, Andy Tracy is going to have an even tougher job juggling playing time for all these Clippers. 0-2. Fouled away again on the third base side. He was already juggling a chainsaw and a bowling ball and a folding chair. And now someone throws him a flaming tennis racket. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And again, it is hit foul down the left field line. This one farther. But on a pretty regular basis, what you're going to see is Gabriel Arias at shortstop, Tyler Freeman probably more at second base than at short. Fastball here, misses outside, 1-2. I would guess David Fry is going to get the lion's share of the time at third base. Bobby Bradley, Trenton Brooks will split at first, and Mitch Tolman is going to be more of a utility player now. And again, Jose Fermin getting the start today. Just based upon how the rotation has gone this year, it would seem like he would see most of his playing time diminish. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's a slow nubber on the third base side. So the battle continues here. Tyler Freeman is wasting pitch after pitch after pitch from Nunez. Now, of course, you got the designated hitter spot. You can give guys some playing time. But this Clippers outfield has four players for three positions, and they've all got to play. Will Benson is not in the lineup today. Once more, the 1-2. And finally, a swing and a miss. Freeman strikes out. Nunez turns the Clippers away here in the fourth inning. No runs, a hit, and a man left aboard. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's 1-0 Columbus.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom four, 1-0. Columbus on top.
That is correct.
Tim Herron takes over on the hill. Herron, the big left-hander. 6'6", 230 pounds out of Terre Haute, Indiana. Guardians drafted him back in 2018 in the 29th round. He's been a bit of a mixed bag for Herron so far at the AAA level. Some dominance and other times where he has battled his delivery. Herron on for the ninth time. He has a 12.38 earned run average, an 0-2 record. 8 innings, he has given up 11 runs on 10 hits and 7 walks. So he is averaging over 2 base runners allowed per inning. And right now he comes into the ball game with the Clippers on top, 1-0. First pitch of ball to Vinny Pasquantino. Lefty-lefty matchup. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Sharp breaker from Herron. And again, that's what we have seen on occasion. A really good breaking ball to go with a high 90s fastball. That's a good combination. 1-1. That one up and in. Buzzed the tower of Pasquantino. ...95-mile-per-hour fastball there. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. 2-1. Fastball this time low and away. 3 balls and a strike. Still in the early going here. Bottom of the fourth inning. And that's a called strike that gets in and out of the catcher's mitt for a 3-2 count. Payoff. Hit hard to right field, but over is Nolan Jones on the spot to make the catch. Good running grab by the Clippers right fielder. He had played Pasquantino a bit over toward the line, and he needed every step. One out. First pitch to Michael Massey, swung on and missed. Heron back to work with a sharp breaking ball in for a called strike, and he's ahead in the count 0-2. No activity right now for Omaha in the bullpen. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike 3. Heron strikes out Massey on 3 pitches. Now we'll deal with Freddie Fermin. Well, on a bullpen day, if you can get anybody to give you 3 innings, 3 quality innings, that is doing some work. And right now, Andres Nunez has thrown 2 scoreless. Now, they haven't always been pretty. He's hit a man. He has allowed 3 base hits. But he has kept the Clippers off the board. Columbus leading 1-0. 0-1 pitch to Fermin. Bends around the outside corner, 1-1. Fermin, a strikeout victim, back in the second. Here comes the pitch. Slow roller, third base side. This one's going to stay fair. And Fermin, oh boy, there's a huge collision. Fermin threw it to first. It was not a good throw. Fermin is now down, writhing on the ground. He and Bobby Bradley, high cross body connected. And as they both continued on their way, I thought it was amazing that nobody was down in a heap. Fermin got past first and then went down. He's back up on his feet now, the manager, first base coach, and now the trainer talking things over with him. It was a bad throw by Fermin. It pulled Bobby Bradley to the home plate side of the first base bag. Bradley could not hold on to the baseball. And then he and Fermin, chest to chest, just had a massive collision. Fermin somehow touched the base on the way past, I guess. Andy Tracy actually is asking about that right now. Fermin is trying to tell the trainer he's all right. And he's convinced him he's going to stay in the game. Well, that's a couple of big fellas. Bobby Bradley, 225 pounds, 6'1". A little taller and a little heavier than Fermin, 6 feet 200. And now they are standing shoulder to shoulder at first base after the E5. Well, now they have put a hit up on the board. That can't be. A good throw gets him. And they'll give Fermin a hit. And so there's a man aboard with 2 outs for Gabriel Kinsell, who was caught looking at strike 3 back in the second inning. I guess they are taking a degree of difficulty into account against Fermin there, or I guess in the favor of Fermin. 1-0 pitch, and that is low. 2-0 against the left fielder, Kinsell. The pitch. Swung on, fouled away, make it 2-1. Fermin does not have much of a lead at first base. Even though he said he's fine and staying in the game, I'm sure he's not feeling great right now. Doesn't have a stolen base attempt anyway. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Good off speed there from Tim Herron. Evens the count at 2-2. Bottom of the fourth inning. Clippers on top, 1-0. Herron goes to work and gets a swing and a miss. That's a great breaking ball for strike three. Herron made some very sharp pitches here in the bottom half of the fourth inning, and he turns away the Storm Chasers. No runs, one hit, one man left aboard. We go to the fifth. It's 1-0 Columbus.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again.
Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot. But saving or not, just put it down.
And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Top five. Clippers leading by a 1-0 score. Andres Nunez has thrown two scoreless innings. They'll try and get a third out of him here. He is the second pitcher for the Storm Chasers today. The Clippers have already used three, and they have activity in the bullpen, or at least some stirrings as this inning begins. Nolan Jones to lead things off for the Clippers. 3-4 and 5 due up. Jones led off the third with a base hit. Clippers had two hits and a hit batsman in that inning but did not score. First pitch to him is outside for ball one. He was the first man to face Nunez. Ronald Bolaños pitched the first two innings, gave up a run on three hits and two walks. Next offering to Jones is over but low. 2 balls and no strikes. The pitch. That's outside. Nolan Jones, one of several Columbus Clippers on the active roster right now who started the year on the injured list. He awaits the 3-0 pitch. Here it comes. And it is a called strike on the outside corner. Jones, along with Trenton Brooks and Tyler Freeman, started the year on the injured list. So did Justin Garza. 3-1 pitch. Jones thought it was ball four. He was taken off the shin guard. Instead, it's a called strike at the knees to fill the count. All those players activated. The Clippers do not have any spring training injuries remaining. Payoff. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So Nunez fell behind 3-0. Battles back to strike out Nolan Jones. The only Clipper on the injured list right now is Brian Lavastida. Hamstring injury. He's with the team. He's getting better and getting closer. Injury report brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. Speaking of back from injuries, Gabriel Arias to the plate. Swings the first pitch and fouls it out of play. He's 1-for-2. Arias singled in the first inning and hit into a fielder's choice in the third, and then was caught in a stolen base attempt. A 1 pitch. Slider off the outside corner evens the count. Here's some throwing now in the bullpen for Omaha. Arias takes a pitch low, 2-1. It'll be interesting to see how the season plays out for Arias when he went to the major leagues for the first time earlier this year. He played second base. He's played some second base here in Columbus, not much. 2-1 pitch. Check swing, called strike. 2-2. Arias is a shortstop by trade, and you know, we heard all the talk coming into the season about the glut of middle infield prospects for the Guardians. Most of them came up as shortstops. Time called and a pitch clock violation. That's the second one of the ball game. The first resulted in a walk to Will Brennan back in the second inning. So now it's 3-2 against Arias. And here comes the payoff pitch. Inside and hit him right on the keister. At least you hope so. Boy, he's now, did he turn his arm into that? Arias is dangling his left arm. Boy, it looked like he got him on the backside, but he must have turned a little bit toward the third base dugout and gotten his arm in the way. Well, Arias is in a fair bit of pain here. Now, he's just back from a broken hand. And they just took the guard off his hand. Jeremy Heller, the trainer, is trying to get him to flex the hand, move the arm around, and Arias is just shaking his head no, and he's going to come out of the ball game. He really has not moved that left arm very much at all. Haven't seen a replay here to see where it hit him. And again, it looked like it was heading right toward the upper portion of his posterior. So Mitch Tolman's going to come in to run. Well, that's just terrible luck. Arias' first day back from the injured list. And now he is headed back down to the trainer's room. Still have not seen a replay of that hit by pitch. So a man on and a man out. Second hit by pitch for the Clippers today. Alex Call takes a called strike. And it's 0-1. Next offering, hit on the ground to the shortstop. That is as easy as you please. 6-4-3, double play. And the Clippers are out. No runs, no hits, nobody left aboard. We'll go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Still just a 1-0 Clippers advantage.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at huntington.com/app. Welcome.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Tim Herron remains in the game for a second inning of work. Clippers leading by a 1-0 score against the Omaha Storm Chasers. Jimmy Govern to lead things off. He's able to pull up a replay of that hit by pitch against Arias, and best I can tell, it got him on the outside of the elbow. He's out of the ball game. The Clippers leading 1-0. First pitch, breaking ball, hit high in the air on the left side. Mitch Tolman into foul territory, gets right in on the act and makes the catch for out number one. Tolman, the replacement for Gabriel Arias after the hit by pitch. One up and one down. Herron delivers, and it is low for ball one. Angelo Castellano, the batter. Next pitch fouled back out of play, 1-1. Columbus scored their run in the second inning. Bobby Bradley walked, and then David Frye in the first pitch he saw drilled a gap double all the way to the wall in left center field that scored Bobby Bradley. Next pitch is high, 2-1. Omaha had back-to-back hits in the third inning with two outs, but Kevin Kelly was able to strike out Brewer Hicklin to end that inning. Two-out single came to nothing in the fourth. Herron misses again, 3-1. Castellano waits. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball and a good one on the outside corner. 3-2. Pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Castellano goes down swinging. Two outs, bases empty here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. We'll check the Major League scores coming up, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Proud title sponsor of Huntington Park, the home of the Clippers. Herron fires and misses the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Back to the top of the order for Nate Eaton. Eaton is 1-for-1. He's been on base twice, a walk and a single. The 1-0 pitch is off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes to Eaton. Next pitch, he's 2-for-2. Rocket shot into left field, over, and Alex Call tried to slide and stop it instead. He pushed it farther toward the corner. I don't think any further damage is done. It's a double for Eaton. He was going to get a double either way. So he's in scoring position. Two down for Nick Prado. Prado batting .231 on the year. 11 home runs. Prado is 6-for-20 against the Clippers this year. That's a 300 batting average coming into play today. And he's 1-for-2 so far. First pitch from Heron in the lefty-lefty matchup is high. Peek to second base, now another. And now the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball fouled off the catcher. One count. The 1-2 fouled back to the screen. Fastball at 94 from Heron. Pitches for Heron, 18 strikes, 12 balls. Here's number 31, and it's a curveball, and again, fouled back. This is the most pitches that Heron has thrown in a Clippers uniform. His previous high was 28. So he is into uncharted AAA territory. Here's his pitch. Breaking ball. Check swing by Prado. He held up. Two balls, two strikes, a runner at second base. That represents the tying run. Heron fires a curveball up and in. Did it hit him? Home plate umpire says it did. Got him on the hand. So that'll put Prado at first base and bring up Brewer Hicklin. Hicklin has worn the collar today, 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts, but he's got pop. 9 home runs on the year. Here comes Andy Tracy. And looks like that will do it for Tim Heron. Alex Young is up in the Clippers bullpen, and he is going to make his way onto the field. We've got ourselves a pitching change. Go nowhere, fans. The Clippers lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Clippers up 1-0, but two men aboard for the Omaha Storm Chasers in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Alex Young is on. Young has, boy, really done work in this series. He came on with the bases loaded and nobody out, and gave up no runs in that situation. Then the next day came on in another big situation to face one batter and strike him out. This doesn't appear to be quite as imperative a moment, but you never know when the ball game will be won or lost. So Young's job is to get the final out here. It's another left-handed pitcher, so Andy Tracy not looking for the platoon advantage, just going with a guy who has been pretty reliable this season. Young making his 25th appearance. That is the most of any Clippers pitcher. He's got a 3.5 ERA, but the strikeout numbers are very good. 37 Ks in 25 and a third innings against just six base on balls. Two outs. Nate Eaton at second base. He doubled. Nick Prado, hit by a pitch, is at first. Brewer Hicklin struck out in the first and the third. And the first pitch to him is a breaking ball down and in. Now, I don't know if this means anything or not, but Alex Young wasn't having a lot of success on his warm-up pitches on the mound. Seemed to be battling himself a little bit. None of that matters until there's a batter standing there, though, and Hicklin is standing in the right-handed batter's box. Here comes the 1-0, and it's a swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch. Cleveland Guardians today fall at home against the Boston Red Sox, losing the first two games of that weekend series against the Beantowners. 4-2 the final score. 1-1 pitch, off-speed low. Shane Bieber with a quality start, 7 innings, 3 runs, but not enough offense today. No Guardian had more than one hit. Ahmed Rosario had a triple. Driving in a run. Guess who drove in the other? Of course, Jose Ramirez, 63 now on the season. 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed, 2-2. Josh Winchowski went 5 1/3 for Boston, 2 runs on 6 hits, and the bullpen did the job the rest of the way. Piecing together 3 2/3 innings of scoreless relief. 2-2 pitch, over but low. Parent club of these Omaha Storm Chasers, the Kansas City Royals, fell at home today, 9-7 against the Oakland A's. Bobby Witt Jr. hit his 11th home run in the losing effort. Runners go on the payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. He pulled the string and had Hicklin out in front. Big strikeout there for Alex Young and the Clippers as well as they turn away the Storm Chasers here in the fifth inning. We go into the sixth, still a 1-0 Columbus advantage.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Ray Maliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching a kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Another pitching change for the Storm Chasers. Clippers coming up in the sixth inning. Bo Naylor due up. It'll be Josh Dye. Left-hander on to face him. Dye, 6'5", 180-pounder out of Dillon, Florida.
Royals got him in the 23rd round back in 2018, and Dye so far this year has made 22 appearances. This is number 23. 3 wins, 2 losses, a 3.34 earned run average. He's striking out a batter per inning. Almost exactly. 30 strikeouts in 29 and two-thirds innings. Only 3 walks allowed. That's very, very impressive. 10-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. Lefty-lefty matchup with Bo Naylor at a clean single his last time up. He's 1-for-2. Bobby Bradley and David Fry to follow. So left, left, right for the Clippers against the lefty Dye. Columbus scored in the second inning, a single run, and that's been it. A run on 6 hits for Columbus, no runs on 4 hits for the Storm Chasers. First pitch is in for a called strike. 0-1 count to Bo Naylor. We'll get you the rest of the Major League scores here in the top half of the 6th inning. The pitch. Breaking ball way outside. The Reds are trailing at the Giants in the bottom of the 8th inning. It's a 9-2 Giants advantage. Red Legs are 22 games under 500. The 1-1. Breaking ball, that is low. Top 8 in Minnesota. The Twins lead the Rockies 6-0. Braves at home on top of the Dodgers right now 3-2. Dansby Swanson with his 13th home run of the year. He has homered now in 4 consecutive ball games. 2-1 pitch. Naylor swings and hits it high in the air to right field over toward the gap. But Hicklin is there. He'll make the catch. One up and one down. Bunch of finals on this Saturday. The Astros get a win against the New York Yankees in no-hit fashion. Christian Javier got the start, went 7 innings. Hector Neris pitched a frame, and Ryan Pressly slammed the door with a 1-2-3 ninth inning. So the Astros no-hit the Yankees, wasting a solid outing, better than solid from Gerrit Cole, where he went 7, allowed a run on 4 hits. Ball game in the Bronx. Here's Bobby Bradley. 1-0 pitch is a called strike, 1-1. Here comes the pitch. And it is framed up into the zone for a called strike to make it 1-2. The New York Yankees are easily the best team in baseball. When was the last time the clear class of MLB was no hit? 1-2 pitch. Bradley with a swing and a miss goes down on strikes. Rays at home beat the Pirates 6-5. Orioles 6-2 winners on the road at the Chicago White Sox. Cardinals beat the Cubs 5-3 in St. Louis today. Rangers at home over the Nationals 3-2. The Mets beat the Marlins 5-3 down in Florida. Brewers at home sneak by the Blue Jays 5-4. Andrew McCutchen with his 6th home run of the year. 2 down for David Fry. He's got the lone RBI in this ballgame. Swings and foul tips the ball into the catcher's mitt to even the count at 1-1. Fry's double was his 14th of the season. The RBI was his 45th. He's 1-for-2. Last time up, he hit it hard again to left center field, but it was run down by Nate Eaton, the center fielder. Takes high here, 2-1. 3 late games tonight in the Bigs. Mariners at the Angels, Phillies at the Padres, and Tigers at the Diamondbacks. Here comes the 2-1. Fry swings and it's a high fly ball to right field. Pretty deep. Hicklin back at the warning track. At the wall, he leaps, and he cannot hold on to it. It falls to the warning track. Fry racing to third. He'll be in with a triple. Hicklin went into the wall thunderously hard. You could hear it all the way from the broadcast booth. There is no give to that wall. And Hicklin still standing now, bent over at the waist, hands on his knees. That's going to bring the trainer all the way out from the dugout. Well, they got to the edge of the infield grass. And trainer and manager both standing out there at second base. Hicklin's back on his feet, heading to his position. He's not even looking in there. He doesn't want to even acknowledge that the trainer is out on the field. Hicklin just goes back to his position, puts his head down, and waits to play defense. David Fry with a triple, his first of the season. And appropriately, on 90s night, and for that situation, hanging tough. Playing here over the public address system. First pitch inside for ball one. Kelly Reither, I'm sure, knew exactly what song was playing way before I mentioned anything about it. Is there a bigger New Kids on the Block fan? Jose Fermin at the plate, first pitch of ball. The next is a strike. It's 1-1. Long pause by Dye, now the pitch, and it's inside, almost hit him. Fermin had to jump out of the way. One to nothing Clippers, top of the sixth inning. Great night for baseball in Middle America. 2-1 pitch, breaking ball, that's a beauty for a called strike. Here comes the double deuce, and it is fouled straight back to the screen. We'll do it again. Fermin looking for his first hit of the night. He's flied to right field and was caught looking at strike three back in the fourth inning. Clippers looking for some extra runs here, leading 1-0. This is not a ballpark where a 1-0 lead is very comfortable.
Caleb.
2-2 pitch again. And this one swung on and missed. High fastball gets by Fermin and does away with the Clippers here in the top of the sixth inning. No runs, a hit, a man left at third, bottom six after this. It's Clippers 1, Chasers nothing.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around. All around the bases. Donatos. Every piece is important.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
Still a 1-0 ball game. Clippers on top, and Alex Young will return to the hill. He got a big strikeout to end the fifth inning, and he will deal with Vinny Pasquantino here to start the bottom of the sixth. Nobody throwing at the moment for the Clippers in the bullpen, but there is some stirring down there. First pitch to Pasquantino is in for a called strike, 0-1. Young, the left-hander, working quickly, right back to it, misses outside with a breaking ball, evens the count. Sun dipping low now, reflecting on the underside of the clouds. Here's a flare into shallow left field, caught by Jose Fermin. The third baseman was playing shortstop and backpedaled into the grass to make the catch. Pasquantino put away. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV with all home and away games streamed live. The only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout and save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. One down for Michael Massey. First pitch, he swings and misses for strike one. Massey 0-2. Young delivers, gets a swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. Alex Young is pitching like he is triple parked. Breaking ball just down. If he doesn't get this job done and get out of here, he's going to get towed. 1-2 pitch. Weak wave at a breaking ball off the outside part of the plate for strike three. Two down for Freddie Fermin. Fermin had a collision single in the fourth inning. Fermin hit a slow roller on the third base side. Jose Fermin fielded it and threw to first, but his throw pulled Bobby Bradley toward the runner. Bradley couldn't make the catch. The two collided. Fermin went down in a heap, but popped up and stayed in the game. First pitch to him is a fastball for a called strike from Alex Young. Next pitch coming. And it's smacked in the air to center field. Hit pretty well, but Will Brennan will drift over and make the catch. And that is a quick and quiet 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth inning. We'll come back after this for the seventh. The Clippers won. The Storm Chasers, nothing.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again.
Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot. But saving or not, just put it down.
And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Hi there, Mina from HGTV's Good Bones. When it comes to replacement windows, I just had to go with the best window experts in the business, Window Nation. Energy efficient windows that have saved customers an estimated $40 million on energy bills in both the winter and summer months. I've got them in my homes, and now is the best time to get them in yours.
Now at Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, plus get 0% interest for five full years.
Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Window Nation, the perfect fit.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Clippers coming up here in the seventh inning. Battle of the bullpens today, which we knew coming in. Storm Chasers go back to Josh Dye for the top of the seventh inning. Dye allowed a triple, but no runs in the sixth. 1-0 Columbus. They've out-hit the Storm Chasers 7-4. Top of the order for Columbus. Lefty-lefty matchup as Will Brennan takes outside for ball one. Brennan has grounded to first, walked and singled tonight. One-oh pitch. Breaking ball outside. Clippers fans can get a free On Your Side review from Nationwide. And a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. 2-0 to Brennan. Swings and grounds it on the right side. Four hops, five. Fielded by Massey. Throws to first in time for out number one. Boy, for a ball to bounce that many times and not find its way through the infield, that is something. Massey showed very, very good range. Made a diving stop. And then was able to pop up and make a throw and got Brennan by half a step. Tyler Freeman swings at the first pitch, and boy, did he crush it down the left field line, but it is a foul ball. Home run distance without a shadow of a doubt. Freeman has one home run in the series, four on the season. Next pitch from Dye. And he swings and grounds this one to first base. Easy pickup for Pasquantino. He'll take it to the bag himself. Two away. IL Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. This is one of just two games in the Central Time Zone with the late start. 8:05 Eastern Time, first pitches. So we have a lot of finals. There's a pitch for a called strike to Nolan Jones. In fact, we have nothing but finals. This is the only game still going in the International League tonight. The pitch. Off the outside corner, 1-1. Charlotte blasted Worcester today, 12-2 the final score there. St. Paul 7-4 winners over the Buffalo Bisons. One one to Jones. Fastball, strike on the outer half. Lehigh Valley at home dropped Norfolk 9-1. Jacksonville a 1-0 win at home against the Durham Bulls. Jones awaits the 1-2 pitch. Here it comes. And it is high 2-2. At fifth third field, Toledo beats Scranton Wilkes-Barre 8-3. Syracuse in come from behind fashion. Scores two runs in the eighth to beat Rochester 5-4. Louisville 2-1 winners at home against Iowa. Memphis wins on the road with a run in the ninth, 6-5 at Indianapolis. And Nashville squeaks by Gwinnett at First Horizon Park in the Volunteer State. 2-1 the final score. So the Clippers can gain no ground on the West Division leading Nashville Sounds, who are 42-28 at the moment, two games ahead of the Clippers. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hit on the ground, first base side, just foul. Boy, it was fair for 88 feet. But it hit inches in front of the first base bag and just outside the stripe. Again, the 3-2 pitch, and once more this one's fouled, this time straight back to the screen. Nolan Jones is 1-for-3 today, a single and a pair of strikeouts. He had three strikeouts in his first game back from the injured list. He went 0-for-5, but since then, he's been swinging a pretty good bat. The strikeouts have mounted the last few games, and here's another one. Tried to hold up on an inside fastball near his hands, couldn't do it. And Jones has three strikeouts tonight. The Clippers go 1-2-3 in the seventh. We go to the stretch. It's a 1-0 Columbus advantage.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylists at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us, because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what Mount Carmel is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Nick Sandlin on for the Clippers as we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Sandlin just optioned down from the major leagues and joined the Clippers on this road trip. Alex Young, an inning and a third of perfect relief, two strikeouts, 1-0 Columbus heading to the bottom of the seventh inning, bottom third of the order for the Omaha Storm Chasers. Gabriel Kinsell looks at a first pitch down for ball one. Next pitch, that is a little bit high. Gorgeous sky tonight as the sun dips below the clouds. Orange and pink and purple. Two balls, one strike to count now. Kinsell 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. Looks at a fastball in there for a 2-2 count. Next pitch, slider, check swing. Did he go? No. The appeal is denied. That'll fill the count. Sandlin, 19 games for Cleveland this year. It's a swing and a foul ball to keep it 3-2. The ERA was fine. The hits allowed, very good. Strikeouts okay, but the walks are a problem. He pitched 18 and two-thirds innings for the Guardians and walked 18 batters. 3-2 pitch, and it's a strike called on the inside corner. Kinsell has the hat trick. Three strikeouts in his first game in this series. Here's Jimmy Govern, 0 for 2. Govern is tapped back to the mound and fouled to the shortstop. Clippers with a run on seven hits. Storm Chasers no runs, four hits. Govern takes a fastball up and in for ball one. 93 miles per hour from Nick Sandlin. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Good off-speed pitch. Fans, it's time to get outside, and Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it with Scotts. Let's get to the yard. Next pitch, off speed, swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. Sandlin delivers, and a cue shot kicked out in front of home plate by David Fry. He was trying to buy an out right there. Foul ball. The moment it touch David Fry, but no harm in trying, right? Now the 1-2. And that one's hit high in the air, deep to right field. Nolan Jones racing back along the warning track, and it's going to hit off the wall. Jones fires to second. The throw is not in time. Jones played the carom perfectly and fired a dart into Mitch Tolman at second base. His arm is something else, but just not enough time to get Jimmy Govert. So that's a one-out double, puts the tying run in scoring position. And the shortstop, Angelo Castellano, to the plate. Castellano 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. First pitch in for strike one. Now, the Clippers have not had a whole lot of luck in the late innings here at Omaha. Storm Chasers have had several come-from-behind victories in the late innings. Uh-oh. There's a deep fly ball down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is a foul ball. Angelo Castellano has one home run on the year. He hit that ball probably 390 feet. But the most important measurement was to the left of the foul pole. Down to the count, 0-2. Sandlin holds the belt, looks to second base, turns and fires. And a breaking ball and a beauty on the inside corner for a called third strike. Two down now for Nate Eaton. The Clippers have not retired Eaton today. Eaton still does not have 100 plate appearances at the AAA level, but he's batting .326 with all kinds of production. An OPS of .997. Righty-righty matchup, and Sandlin fires, misses inside for ball one. Bottom seven. Here's the pitch. Check swing, called strike. 1-1. 1-0 Clippers lead. The pitch. That's outside. Two balls and a strike. You'd much rather get the right-handed batter here, then deal with the lefty batting Nick Prado, who's in the on-deck circle. Two, one. Outside. Breaking ball. Eaton walked in the first inning, singled in the third, and doubled in the fifth inning. You can see he's got a lot of confidence in his body language right now. He's ahead in the count, 3-1. Sandlin goes to work and missed the inside corner with a fastball. Walk puts him at first and second for Prado. Now fans, present your valid AAA member card for ticket and souvenir discounts and free inflatable games for the kids at Huntington Park on AAA member nights. The next one coming up on July 6th against the Nashville Sounds. Here's Andy Tracy. He is going to take the baseball and go to the bullpen. We'll step away. Clippers lead 1-0, but the Storm Chasers are threatening in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
James Karinczak is on the pitch for the Clippers. Big moment in this ball game. Runners at first and second, two out. Columbus holding on to a 1-0 lead. Nick Prado, the batter. The designated hitter has struck out, singled, and been hit by a pitch. Karinczak continuing his rehab assignment for the Columbus Clippers. On for the 10th time, he's got a 7.88 earned run average, 7 runs in 8 innings. 7 hits, 11 walks, 11 strikeouts. Karinczak has finished up his warm-up tosses. Had a teres major strain. And started the season late. Two of his last three outings have been very, very good. The last one, not so much. It was the second of a back-to-back appearance, first time he has done that. He's ready. Now the pitch. Fastball, strike on the outside corner. 93 miles per hour on the radar gun. Karinczak, in his very first appearance in a Clippers uniform, he was amped up and threw 96. I think we saw 197, but since then it's been basically topping out at 95. Long pause. Now the pitch. And it's lifted in the air. Foul down the left field line. Fermin giving chase. Lays out and he comes up shy and goes sliding along the warning track. Well, I tell you what. Jose Fermin, you got to tip your cap for the effort there. Knowing what the situation is here, if you can get an out on a foul ball. I mean, an A-plus for effort. 0-2 now to Prado. And Karinczak steps off the rubber, wants the signs again from David Fry. Set by the right-hander, a long look to second base. And now time is called by Prado. There is no pitch clock here. Karinczak on a Major League rehab assignment not subject to pace of play rules. Everybody is ready, I think. Now the 0-2. Line shot, base hit. Will Brennan comes to get it, fires to the plate, but that should be cut off, and it will be by Bobby Bradley. We are tied at one apiece. Ahead in the count, 0-2, and just got too much of the plate. Fastball was down. But Prado went and got it, drives in Jimmy Govern, and the Clippers' lead is gone. Eaton goes to third base on the play. So they're on the corners for Brewer Hicklin. Karinczak delivers. There's a pitch to the backstop. Bounces right back to Fry, and there still will not be a play at the plate. I don't know if Fry got crossed up there or what happened. He and Karinczak now talking. Yeah, this is a high fastball that was over the head of Fry. Couldn't get the glove up in time. The bunt square by Hicklin might have distracted Fry as well, but Now it's come apart here for the Clippers. Now they trail it 2-1. Runner at second base, two down. Aaron Schacht goes to work and throws a breaking ball in for a called strike. One ball, one strike now. Aaron Schacht throws the 1-1 pitch, and that's a wave at a pitch in the dirt. Fry blocked it and then pounced on it, 1-2. This inning started with a strikeout, then a Jimmy Govern double, then a strikeout of Angelo Castellano. Walk, single, wild pitch, two runs are in. Clippers lead has turned into a 2-1 deficit. Picklin awaits the 1-2 pitch. Aaron Schacht fires, and it is off speed, low, 2-2. Night skies overhead now. The wind continues to blow out toward the right field corner. Two-two pitch. That's in for a called third strike, a changeup, but bad news for the Clippers is two runs score, and they trail it going to the eighth inning, 2-1.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing way up on that ladder? You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, I'm trying to unclog these gutters.
That's smart. I had water damage from my gutters last year. It cost me $10,000.
Wait, $10,000?
Yeah, and from over here, it looks like water's been pouring over your clogged gutters. And it's probably doing real damage to your foundation. You need to do what I did. Get off the ladder and call Leaf Filter.
Yeah, but I need to get these gutters flowing now.
That's why you need to call Leaf Filter. They'll clean and realign your gutters and install their exclusive micro mesh screen system so nothing gets in your gutters except water.
So Leaf Filter protects my house from damage and means no more gutter cleaning for me?
Bingo. Plus, Leaf Filter has an industry-leading lifetime warranty, so your gutters are covered for life.
Thanks, Frank. I'm calling Leaf Filter today.
Don't go another day with your home unprotected. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com for your free gutter inspection. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com right now for an extra 15% savings. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com. That's 1-844-300-LEAF.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Well, now the Clippers need some runs. Storm Chasers will go to the bullpen again. Gabe Spire is on to pitch. Spire, the left-hander, acquired from Arizona via trade back in 2018, 27 years of age, 5'11", 200-pounder. Spire spelled S-P-E-I-E-R. Mitch Tolman to lead things off. This is the spot that was occupied by Gabriel Arias in his return to the Clippers roster. But Arias was hit by a pitch back in the fifth inning and came out of the contest. Tolman takes a 1-0 for a called strike. Two-1 Storm Chasers. They have their first lead of the night. They grabbed it in the seventh inning. Breaking ball here, misses inside. 2-1 count. The pitch. Hit hard to right field. That's a base knock. Good swing by Mitch Tolman. Tolman had a great start to the season. April, May, very, very good. He's cooled in June. And so that's good to see for Tolman to come through with a base hit here to lead things off. Alex called the plate. And now if you're the Clippers, what do you do? Call can handle the bat. Alex has the best on-base percentage in the International League at 406 among qualifiers. But so far today, he does not have a hit. He's reached. He was hit by a pitch in the third inning on a 3-2 offering. Takes outside for ball one, made no square. pitch. Spire hits the inside corner for a called strike to even things at 1-1. Lefty goes to work and misses low. Spire just added to the roster today, optioned from the major leagues. Oh boy, here's a deep drive to left field. He hung one and Alex Call just gave the Clippers back the lead. Alex Call with his eighth home run of the year. A two-run shot and it's 3-2 Columbus here in the top of the eighth inning. No doubt about it. Alex Call sat on a pitch, got what he was looking for, and crushed it. Two hits to start the inning for the Clippers. Called strike to Bo Naylor, 0-1. That's our Phoenix Bats big hit of the game. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company, the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. That right now is the best moment of the evening for Columbus. The second best moment happened after the home run when on 90s night they played the theme song from Friends and essentially the entire audience clapped along at the appropriate moment. Naylor takes an 0-2 breaking pitch outside. One ball, two strikes. Bo is 1-for-3 today. Pitch to him is high and away. Three-two Columbus. Clippers saw their lead evaporate in the bottom of the seventh. They have it back here in the eighth. Fastball to Naylor is high. Three balls and two strikes. Well, when both teams have a bullpen day, you might expect some more offense than we have seen. Clippers are just hoping that the offense they have is enough. 3-2 pitch, breaking ball, strike three. Swung on and missed by Naylor. Spire gets his first strikeout of the night. Spire made 17 appearances in the major leagues for Kansas City. Pitched well. 19 innings, 14 strikeouts, 5 walks. He had an 0-1 record with a 2.33 earned run average. First pitch to Bobby Bradley is a strike, 0-1. So they bring in the left-hander with a lot of lefties due up here. Bradley swings and fouls the next pitch away. It's 0-2. Mitch Tolman got him for the base hit. Alex Call for the long home run. He got Bo Naylor now working on Bobby Bradley. David Fry in the on-deck circle. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Bradley chased one up out of the zone. Back-to-back strikeouts for Spire. And that'll bring up David Fry. Fry is the only Clipper with a multi-hit game tonight. He's got five total bases, an RBI double back in the second inning, and a triple in the sixth. The triple was his first of the season, and the 12th for the Clippers. Swings here and fouls away the first pitch, 0-1. Next offering, Byam, a swing and a miss at a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Quickly 0-2. Fry waits, Spire deals, and he got him swinging. Another fastball, probably up out of the zone, but after a single and a home run, three straight power strikeouts for Gabe Spire. But the Clippers get two, and they lead it 3-2 as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perrysicecream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Clippers. Bottom of the eighth inning. Columbus back on top 3-2. Alex Call with his eighth home run of the year. Plated Mitch Tolman in front of him. RBI is 29 and 30. Clippers back on top. Vinny Pasquantino to start the inning, and James Karinchak back to the hill. First pitch, a strike. Pasquantino 0 for 3 so far today. 0-1 pitch, good. Breaking ball, swung on and missed 0-2. Karinchak, the right-hander, sets, deals, and bounced in the 0-2 pitch to make it 1-2. Karinchak burst onto the scene as a flamethrower with a nasty 12-6 curveball. Still throws hard, mid-90s. Still has the curveball. And has added a couple of other pitches to the repertoire and just missed the inside corner there. That's a pretty good-looking pitch. Evens the count, though, at 2-2. Here's the set and the offering. And a ground ball right side through for a base knock, even with the triangle shift. Tyler Freeman not able to run it down. So that's a leadoff single for Pasquantino. Brings up Michael Massey. Massey is 0 for 3 so far today.
Yes.
First pitch to the left-handed batter is there for a called strike, fastball at 94 miles per hour. Vermeen in tight at third. He's the only defender on the left side of the infield. A pitch in the dirt. Blocked by Fry. One ball, one strike. One offering. Big curveball. Ooh. Just high. Karinczak has not gotten the benefit of a couple very, very close calls. So 2-1 now. Massey waits. Here comes the pitch. Checked his swing and a pitch down 3-1. No activity in the Clippers bullpen, although somebody taking their jacket off out there right now. Karinczak holding, throws the 3-1 pitch, and it's hit to right field, hit well, and is going to get down. Nolan Jones over to cut it off, fires to the infield. Pasquantino will only make it to second base. He held up just in case. Nolan Jones was able to make the catch. Colton Brewer warming up for the Storm Chasers. And now Anthony Castro is starting to warm up for the Columbus Clippers. Here comes the pitching coach, Rigo Beltran. Clippers infield gets out to the mound, and they're talking things over before Rigo can get there. Beltran making his second visit of the ball game. First time around, he waited out there for the home plate umpire to arrive. This time, he will part before Ben Phillips can make his way out there to break up the conference. So two straight singles to start this inning. Freddie Fermin, the scheduled batter. Fermin is 1-for-3. He doesn't run particularly well. He is a double play candidate. Vinny Pasquantino is going to leave the game for a pinch runner. There's a square. Vermeen pulls back, and it's ball one. Karinczak looks to second. Corners crash. Here comes the pitch. It is bunted at and fouled into the catcher's mitt. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Swung on, popped up, first base side. Is there room for Bobby Bradley in foul territory? No, it's two rows deep. That would have been a big get for the Clippers. Dyron Blanco, by the way, is the runner at second base. Karinczak ahead, 1-2. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Smothered by Fry. Two balls and two strikes. Karinchak at 22 pitches. Here comes number 23. Curveball hit high in the air to right field. Nolan Jones drifting it over toward the line. Makes the catch. Blanco is going to test his arm. Here comes the throw. It's way offline. And Jose Fermin just saved a run. Fermin had to come 20 feet off the bag and dive to make the catch. Both base runners are going to advance. Blanco was going to get there. And then the trail runner, Massey, once he saw that throw, he took off for second base. So Freddie Fermin doesn't get the sacrifice bunt down, but he moves both runners along on a fly out to right field. Well, Gabriel Kinsell has gone 0-for-3 with three strikeouts today. He killed the Clippers when we were in town in May. Columbus has to hope that his rough night continues right here with another strikeout. He's 0-for-3 with three Ks. Tying run at third. Breaking ball strike on the outside corner makes it 0-1. Kinsell waits. The pitch. Breaking ball again. That one's a little bit low. Omaha trying to take the lead for the second time in as many innings. Two runs scored with Karinchak on the hill in the eighth inning. Clippers took the lead on a two-run home run from Alex Call, and now Karinchak trying to keep the lead intact. But the situation is dire. 1-1 offering. Big curve. That's a strike. Time called. Karinchak wants a new baseball and gets it. Big, big moment in this ball game. It's been nip and tuck all day long. 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. It was in the dirt. And Kinsell, 0-for-4 with four strikeouts. Two down now for Jimmy Govern. That'll do it for James Karinchak, the Clippers right-hander. It's two big outs here. And we'll hand the ball off to Anthony Castro. And we'll have a pitching change. We'll be back after these words. Clippers still on top, 3-2.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Well, the situation is still a tense one here at Werner Park. The Columbus Clippers leading 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two outs, but runners at second and third. Anthony Castro is on to pitch for the Clippers. Option down yesterday from the major leagues. His last appearance was not a good one for the Guardians. He gave up four runs in his outing against the Minnesota Twins. Now Castro for the Clippers. Pitching in his 13th game, he has one win, one loss, and a 2.63 earned run average. 13 and two-thirds innings, 17 strikeouts. And number 18 would be very, very welcome right here with Jimmy Govern at the plate. Castro acquired from the Toronto Blue Jays in exchange for Bradley Zimmer just before the start of the 2022 season. He's been up and down several times, often as the 27th man for a doubleheader. There will be more opportunities for that coming up, with the Guardians having three doubleheaders over the next week and a half. We've got a situation here where the center field door is open. That's the bullpen door, and that seems to happen a lot when a pitcher comes into the ballgame that Latch just doesn't secure. Two on, two out. Runners at second and third. Castro facing the right-handed batting Jimmy Govern, who doubled and scored in the seventh inning. First pitch, slider off the inside corner for ball one. This inning started with back-to-back singles from Vinny Pasquantino and Michael Massey. Freddie Vermeen flied to deep right field. Both runners advanced. 1-0 from Castro. Ground ball, left side. Going to be tough for Tolman. Grabs it, throws to first in time for the out. He had to navigate the bouncing baseball and the runner right in front of it, crossing in front of his vision. And Tolman stuck with it to make the play. And the Storm Chasers are turned away here in the eighth inning. No runs, two hits, two men left aboard. We go to the ninth. Clippers on top, 3-2.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit HeaderHeating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Colton Brewer on the pitch for the Omaha Storm Chasers as we go to the ninth inning. Brewer, the right-hander, has a win, no losses in 24 appearances, a 4.55 earned run average. 27 and two-thirds innings, he has struck out 33 against 15 walks. They're batting 238 against him. Brewer out of Dallas, Texas, 29 years of age. 6'4", 222-pounder, and his job is to keep this a one-run ball game. 3-2, Clippers on top. Columbus scored in the second inning. And then nobody scored until Omaha took the lead with a two-run seventh. The Clippers answered right back in the top of the eighth with two of their own. Jose Fermin takes outside for ball one. The new first baseman is Jose Briseño, one of three catchers on this roster. Pasquantino was pinch run for by Dairon Blanco, so they're both out of the ballgame now. Here's a breaking ball for a called strike. 1-1 to the Clippers' third baseman. Brewer kicks and fires, and this one's fouled away. Hey. penultimate game of this six-game series. Vermeen swings and lofts a soft line drive into center field for a base knock. Vermeen with his first hit of the game. Leadoff man aboard, back to the top of the order for Will Brennan, who has a hit and a walk in a 1-for-3 performance. Vermeen likes to run. He may try and steal himself into scoring position. Jose with 7 steals in 11 opportunities. Not going on the first pitch, and maybe he should have been because it's a ground ball to second base. They'll tag, they'll throw to first. That's a double play. Michael Massey came breaking in on the bounder and gloved it just before Vermeen got past him. He put the tag on. Vermeen would have been better suited to put on the brakes and make Massey chase him back toward first base. At least he still would have had a base runner. 4-3 double play. Two outs for the Clippers and Tyler Freeman to the plate. Nobody throwing for the Clippers in the bullpen, so Anthony Castro will pitch the ninth. Freeman swings and misses at the first pitch. 0-1. Next pitch, foul to the screen, 0-2. Next offering, high fastball, swing and a miss. 3 pitches, 3 strikes. Freeman's out, Clippers are out. Last chance for the Storm Chasers coming up after this. Columbus leads them by a 3-2 score.
Tax season is not over. Same as Auto Palace's sales event. Check out their amazing Cash for Clunker special with the best sign and drive program in town. Got a car sitting in the yard? Bring in your trade running or not. Auto Palace will guarantee you $1,500. Auto Palace will come, tow it away, and give you $1,500 trade-in value. Don't have a trade? Then take advantage of this incredible sign and drive extended special with some cars marked down up to 40%. Auto Palace will get you approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with no money down. Just sign and drive off the lot. At Auto Palace, every vehicle comes with a free 30-day warranty. Extended warranties are always available. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Auto Palace has the best prices in Central Ohio, great cars that fit everyone, and a fantastic trade-in program. Call 614-851-6000 or just stop by 4621 West Broad Street. Check out Auto Palace online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
It's child's play to donate your car, truck, RV, or boat to Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Ohio. They'll pick it up free of charge, steer you through the paperwork, and a hefty tax deduction rolls your way as you help provide a home away from home for families of seriously ill hospitalized children. For more information about donating your vehicle to Ronald McDonald House Charities, visit rmhc-centralohio.org or call 614-CARS-HELP. That's 614-CARS-HELP.
Clippers lead 3-2 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Anthony Castro on the hill. First pitch, slider, strike on the inside corner. The pitch. And it's low, 1-1. Angelo Castellano at the plate. The 9-hitter will be followed by Nate Eaton and Nick Prado. Castellano is 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed a slider, 1-2. Castro would love to put Castellano in the same basket with Gabriel Cancel, 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's grounded on the right side. Diving attempt by Tyler Freeman, but he can't get there. The Full shift for the second time today does the Clippers in. And Castellano has a leadoff single. He represents the tying run. Nate Eaton has reached four times today. Walk, single, double, walk. He scored what was the go-ahead run in the seventh inning on a wild pitch to make it 2-1 Storm Chasers. Clippers got two runs in the eighth inning to take the lead back, 3-2. That's where we stand. Castro delivers, and Eaton swings and fouls it away. He's got home run pop. Five homers and 89 at-bats. The pitch. Ground ball towards the shortstop. Tolman, Freeman, Bradley, not in time. They get the lead out. But Eaton, in addition to his offensive proclivities, also has good wheels. And even on a, not a scorcher, but a pretty sharply hit ground ball, the Clippers cannot turn two. 6-4 on the fielder's choice. Here's Nick Prado. Castro goes to work, and the first pitch is outside. Pause by the right-hander. Now the pitch. Fastball just missed wide. 2-0. Prado with two hits today. He's been on three times. Pair of singles and hit by a pitch in the fifth inning. Slider, that's outside. Not by much. 3-0. Well, you got to be careful here. You groove one, the game could be over. Pitch, runner goes. It's ball four, high and away. So they stayed away from Prado, four straight pitches. That'll put him at first and second for Brewer Hicklin. Hicklin is 0-4 with four strikeouts. How about that? If Angelo Castellano had struck out instead of singling here in the ninth, that would have been three spots in the batting order with the Golden Sombrero tonight for the Storm Chasers. One down, tying one in scoring position. Brewer Hicklin has 26 extra base hits on the year, slugging .459. So nobody to be trifled with. Castro peeks to second, goes to work, and throws a slider down for ball one. Boy, one hopper right to Tyler Freeman at the second base bag would be good medicine here. 1-0 pitch, both runners take off. Fry throws to second base, and it's not in time. Everybody is safe. Lead runner Eaton had a huge jump. No chance to get him. Now a base hit can win it. And oh, by the way, the pitch was a ball, so it's 2-0. Infield in. The pitch. Ball three. They're going to give the intentional walk here. So on 3-0, rather than throw it and make a mistake pitch, they're just going to give ball four and bring up Jose Briseño, who is a double play candidate. Briseño batting in the spot of Vinny Pasquantino, who singled in the eighth inning. They pinch ran for him. Rigo Beltran out to have a word with Anthony Castro and the entire Clippers infield. Columbus leading 3-2. And if you're the Clippers, you know, the emotions start to creep in because Omaha has had several come-from-behind victories in the late innings against the Clippers, including a walk-off grand slam. Clay Dungan hit that. They don't need a grand slam here. A base hit will do it. Wild pitch, pass ball, that ties the game. Sack fly as well. The pitch, low for ball one. Corners tight, middle infield looking for a double play ball. They'll come to the plate on a hard ground ball to first or third. Castro delivers. And it's down. Good stop by Fry. Castro's got to throw strikes now. He has not thrown a strike since the fielder's choice ground out from Nate Eaton. Pitch. That's in there for a called strike. Did not go to the fastball, threw the breaking ball again. Castro ready. Here's the pitch. Tapped foul. Briseño was out on his front foot. Just barely got a piece. Castro trying to pull a Houdini act here in the ninth inning. Two pitch. Oh, just low. Briseño had given up on the pitch and snuck a look back to the home plate umpire. But now it's full. No place to put him. Castro delivers. Strike three called on the inside corner. Came with a breaking ball. Briseño strikes out, two down, and that leaves it up to Michael Massey. So right now, the Clippers are either going to win the ball game or lose the lead. One of those two things will happen during this plate appearance. Massey 1-for-4 with a single. Left-handed batter. First pitch. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball. 0-1. Castro gets the ball back, prowling around on the pitcher's mound. Toes the rubber, bends at the waist, looks in for his sign. Wants it again from Fry. Now they agree. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled on the first base side, 0-2. Now he's still here, can't just bury one just in case it skips away from the catcher. That would tie the game. You got to make a good pitch. Here it comes, the 0-2. Swing and a miss, he got him, Anthony Castro. After loading the bases with only one out, strikes out back-to-back batters, and the Clippers hold on for a 3-2 win here tonight. Oh, mercy, what a ball game for the Columbus Clippers. They get the victory 3-2. This was a game that saw Columbus score the first run of the ball game. Bobby Bradley walked and scored in the second, and that was it offensively until the bottom of the seventh inning. Omaha scored two runs, one on an RBI single and one on a wild pitch. That gave them a 2-1 lead. The Clippers came up in the bottom of the eighth inning, a leadoff single for Mitch Tolman. And then Alex Call put him back on top with his eighth home run of the year. Spire just added to the roster today, optioned from the major leagues. Oh boy, here's a deep drive to left field. He hung one, and Alex Call just gave the Clippers back the lead. Alex Call with his eighth home run of the year. A two-run shot, and it's 3-2 Columbus here in the top of the eighth inning. It would be tight the rest of the way. Omaha put the first two men aboard in the eighth inning, did not score. Loaded the bases in the ninth, and Anthony Castro able to strike out Jose Briseño with a breaking ball on the inside corner, and then struck out Michael Massey swinging for out number 27. Final tallies here tonight. 3 runs, 10 hits, no errors, and 8 men left aboard for the Columbus Clippers. 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and 12 men left for the Omaha Storm Chasers. James Karinczak gets the win. He's 1-0. Gabe Spire suffers the loss, 0-1. And Anthony Castro earns his second save. Game took 3 hours, 1 minute to play here at Warner Park. And the Clippers have guaranteed themselves no worse than a split. They have now taken 3 of the first 5. And we will wrap this series up tomorrow here at Warner Park. The Clippers will play the finale here at 3:05 Eastern Time. We'll take the air at 3 o'clock for the Spectrum pregame show. For Tracy Watson back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time from Omaha, Nebraska. The Clippers beat the Storm Chasers by a final of 3-2. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.